This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Everybody and welcome. I have an idea bouncing around in my head that I got to run by you here, and I want your unvarnished feedback on it. Prompted by a text from a listener earlier this morning. Should I start with the text so this all makes a little more sense? Not the one about how the new spin-off coronavirus called ID-10T is spreading quickly. Yeah, mark this date down now, 23rd of June, a little after 9 Central. That's when I first uttered the phrase ID-10T. Probably heard a little bit about that. I'll let that one, you know, run up the flagpole a little more before I get too worked up about that one. Here's the text I'm talking about. Simple, two-sentence, couple of questions from a listener. Where are all these races? I don't know any. Do you?
No, not a one.
No, and I would answer that by saying, I know people who are really good people who say things that could be construed as offensive to someone of a different skin color, but their heart is well known to me, so therefore I don't consider them racist. See, part of that problem is you got to define racism. But I get what the person's getting at, and I agree with it. Where are all these racists? How are things that awful? And this will lead me down this little path that I want to ask you about here today. Don't have a lot of time, but I'll take your text and calls till the bottom of the hour on this. Should we, on this program, start demanding, because that's kind of what you do, right? You demand things. Here's my list of demands. That's the era that we're in. Mayor, you will do this. President, you will do this. We will take over this area. Lafayette Park, the scene of what I thought was a perfect gesture, the night after a church was burned. They burned the daycare floor of this church, the nursery of this church, Lafayette Square, Church of the Presidents. Lincoln would go over there and kneel down when he needed inspiration. Abe Lincoln, okay? Day after, they try and burn it down, do significant damage to it. The President of the United States goes over there, holds up a Bible, and gets chastised for it. Including by the bishop of whatever that particular church belonged to, St. John's Episcopal, and the pastor. It's awful to think about that. Well, guess what, folks? Last night, the mob was in the same spot. They were defacing the church again. They put a big sign up that said, B-H-A-Z, on the beautiful white columns on that yellow and white church across from the White House in Lafayette Square. B-H-A-Z. By the way, the media was nowhere. They're not covering. I mean, they regularly shoot their cameras into the autonomous zone in Seattle. They're everywhere in the middle of these riots, interviewing anybody that'll flap their lips. Where was the media last night? You see, I found out about it on Twitter. Barely covered this. They tried to tear down the statue of Andrew Jackson. By the way, B-H-A-Z, in case you're wondering, Black House. Not White House. Black House. Autonomous zone. So they're trying to establish that. This is insane. But it's part of their demands. We demand this part of the world. So here's my question for you. Should we demand that the media ignore this? Black Lives Matter, as you heard yesterday from our friend Dinesh D'Souza, is not a it's not like the Red Cross, right? It's not like Salvation Army. It's not like some group out there trying to do some good. Black Lives Matter is a enterprise that is mainly interested in projecting a movie, a piece of fiction. And these are actors. These are people that are well-trained. They say the same things. They seek political change. It was formed by Marxists. So my point is this. Back to the texter. Where are all these racists? I don't know any. Do you, Scott? I think it's perfectly fine for all of us to want everyone to love everyone. I really do. We're called to do that anyway. We are. And, you know, we got a little time to get it right, but we do need to get it right at some point. You know, it's that line in Ephesians that says, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from you, it is the gift of God. It's not from works, so no one may boast." A priest friend of mine used to say, you know what you can do? you can, if you had enough time, you could commit 100 billion mortal sins, and God would still love you. There's nothing you could ever do to make God stop loving you. Impossible. Nothing. Just like the sun. The sun's always shining. You can put an umbrella over your head and stop the sun from reaching you, but when you do, I'm pretty sure the sun didn't stop shining. So you can run away from the love of God, but you can't get away from it, just like you can't hide from the sun. My point in telling you that is that we got a while to get it right, and we all should get it right, and that's what we should strive for. We shouldn't succumb to this mob mentality of Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter. I demand the media ignore them. The media ignore them. That's the oxygen for these people. Myself included. Why even try to converse with any of them? They're just going to read from their script. There's no racism that I see, and if there is, I want to know about it. I'll be the first to say, let's do something about it. Tell me about it. But I'm not taking the counsel from Black Lives Matter. Not one bit. Your calls, your questions, your comments, welcome. 800-228-0550. I was conversing last night with one of our listeners, and I said, I like your take. Why don't you call the show? So we're going to start with Calvin. On that in just a moment, but welcome others as well. Do you think we should just media blackout? We demand that the media forget it?
Can we do that?
Stop ignoring, stop posting about it, stop, you know.
I wish.
All of our comments are common sense about them. Why do we give them the oxygen? When they are so very different than their stated goals. Text me, 701-367-2054. Todd, you got your bat phone fired up? Todd, the radio god, is not here today. I knew that, too.
Ah.
But he's in Bismarck. I can't see him. If I could see him, I'd known he was not sitting at the microphone. It's Tuesday, so he's on the Todd holiday. So just text me at 701-367-2054. Randall, are you there?
You mean Calvin?
I mean Calvin. Sorry. Yes, Calvin, go ahead. I'm looking at Randall on my board. And
I was like, I was good. Am I bringing that up? Because he's not on my phone.
Yeah. Calvin, go ahead.
Yeah, I guess there's a couple things I want to touch on. First of all, I've always wanted to say this, so I'm excited to get the chance. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
God bless you.
So, fantastic. But I guess some of the things that are, one, the media is the one that really is perpetuating this, and it's a situation that we're dealing with right now where you have BLM out there trying to do all of these things, and it's pretty interesting. So just for any caller out there that's wondering some of the things I'm going to say, no, I'm not racist, no, I'm not a bigot, no, anything along those lines. my true and honest belief is that you can criticize a black person, that doesn't make you racist. You can criticize a woman, it doesn't make you sexist. You can criticize a Jewish person, it doesn't make you anti-Semitic. You can criticize a gay person, it doesn't make you homophobic. That believing minority status puts you above reproach is what the issue is. And as I've stayed quiet for quite a while, and I just recently started really dropping things left and right against BLM, the problem is that when I do that on Facebook, you can't tell right away that I'm black. So people immediately, over the weekend, I was called a Nazi. I was called racist.
You were called a Nazi and a racist and for saying what you were saying.
Exactly.
And because they didn't know you were black?
Right, right. So then,
I gotta find out what they said when you gave them the unfortunate news, that they had been, looked like, A little
leg on the face.
A leg on the face. Yeah, hang on, Calvin. Don't go away. We'll more after this. Mike on Highway 52 as well. We'll go to South Dakota as well.
Our region has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized for preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
We love the American flag. That's why at ndflagpoleguy.com, that's all we do. We install flagpoles. We repair flagpoles. We wash flags. We replace flags. We want to install and take care of your flag. This is Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, inviting you to proudly display your love for America by flying Old Glory at your home or business. Call 701-571-FLAG or go to ndflagpoleguy.com. Thank you.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
We were early. Today by MyPillow, just in time for summer. They have MyPillow beach towels. How about that? big giant blankets too, which are really, really awesome. That's right. Beach towels, beach blankets, whatever you need, they've got them. And, of course, they make the best towel money can buy. You know that, don't you? These are towels that actually work. That's what we love about them. I mean, the problem with most towels, you kind of, you know, they feel nice when you're at the big box store,
mm-hmm.
all lotiony and soft, and, ooh, this is swell. But then you get home, and you're like, wet after drying off. I don't get it. So Mike Lindell had the same issue, was poking around, and he found all of them were like that. So he developed his own. They actually work. Come in white, stone, mineral gray, ocean blue, royal purple, My Pillow towels. They work. Up to 50% off with the promo code SCOTT. Plus, don't forget the beach towels, beach blankets, MyPillow.com, promo code SCOTT. Or call 800-506-9028. Back on What's On Your Mind. Your calls, your questions, your comments, welcome at 800-228-0550. Senator John Hoeven at the bottom of the hour. Next hour, we're going to talk to Chris Jones with North Dakota Department of Human Services, find out where we're at with the reunification of families and loved ones in nursing homes. And also talk a little bit about these spikes in other places. We didn't have that spike in North Dakota after the reopening, but now they're claiming that's the reason we're reopening. Or rather, we're spiking in Texas. So we're going to talk to Chris a little bit about that. And then the money guy, Brian Kronk, will be here. Love our conversations about that. Just maneuvering, you know, your 401k and your investments and all of this in these really topsy-turvy kind of worlds that we live in right now. Back to Calvin. So, Calvin, you were talking about you post things on Facebook. You give your comments, and then you're called all kinds of bad names, and then they figure out you're actually coming at this from a perspective of a viewpoint from someone that happens to be a black American. Then what do they say?
Well, then the narrative changes. It's pretty interesting. When I respond back to them and tell them that last time I checked, Nazis didn't allow black people in, and I've been told to go back to a Klan meeting. I said last time I checked, the Klan was not accepting black membership at the time. then they lose their mind.
Yeah, I bet they do.
The transition and switch is so interesting because they turn around after that and I get called an Uncle Tom, and I get told that I hate my own race. And that I should be ashamed of myself and everything else, and it's really ridiculous. It truly is, because at the end of the day, BLM keeps talking about oppression, okay? And here's the thing that I feel is the most interesting fact of that conservatives and white people are the most oppressed class of people in the United States today.
Well, I would add to that list. You're a conservative and what?
Conservative and white people.
Conservative white. I would add Christian to that list.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I should have had that in there. I agree 100%. And the problem with that really comes into this whole entire thing is that nobody can say anything without being called racist, without being called a bigot. Scott, I was on your, I saw a post come through on Facebook this morning where you, put up the picture of the sketch of the person who's responsible for the division of America, and somebody called you a bigot. I laugh at that because it's not true. At the end of the day, you can criticize somebody black, but that doesn't make you a racist.
Yeah, he's talking about a little meme I put up, and the meme is a sketch, like a police sketch. And here it says, we're looking for we have the sketch available now for the person most responsible for the division in America, and of course it's Barack Obama, and he is, and that has nothing to do with the color of his skin. I always say the best thing about Barack Obama was that he was black. I mean, I love the fact that a black man became president of the United States, so we could stop acting like this is somehow, not open to anybody that wants to put themselves out there and do it. Anyone, but guess what he did. He divided us continuously. Black Lives Matter started during Barack Obama's presidency, for crying out loud. You know, I mean,
absolutely.
You know, all this cops are bad stuff, that came from him. That was him. And we suffer from it today. So They can call me a bigot all they want. That's just a simple, basic reading of facts is all that is, you know.
And it's interesting when you talk about readings of facts, because I'm going to say a name, and for some people who have been in the local news around here may know this name. If I say a Queen Lamont White, do you know what that name is?
I don't.
A Queen Lamont White was the person that was the black man that was killed by Aung and Simmons up in North Fargo.
Okay.
So you had black-on-black crime in North Fargo.
Yeah, you're talking about the, it was basically, it was drugs were involved.
Drug deal gone bad.
The drug deal gone bad. The four guys are in a car, two flee, and I hear you. Yep.
Where was Black Lives Matter?
Precisely. Where
Black
were they?
Black Lives Matter doesn't care about black lives.
Where were they in Chicago this weekend?
Was it 14 people that died in Chicago this weekend?
Yeah, nine of them were minors, including a three-year-old in a car seat. It matters not. Do you think it'd be a good idea for media just to ignore Black Lives Matter, given the fact that their public goals are very different than what they're actually pushing for? They are, to me, they're phony. They're like a bad movie, and they play everybody like fiddles. You walk on eggshells. They demand things out of mayors, and I think that I'm going to ask the media to just ignore them. Do you think that would make sense?
I think it would make sense. I don't think it'll happen. And the reason why I don't think it'll happen is because the first media outlet that says they're going to stop doing that, you'll start seeing their resumes start showing up for other media outlets, because they'll get fired for standing up, because they're going to be called racist, they're going to be called bigots, they're going to be called all these things, which are not the case. What we're talking about is giving power to a group of people that are using their status and their stance to create more racial tension in America than anybody else could.
Well, I hope you'll call
it. The black community destroys itself from within all over the United States.
Yeah.
And when you talk about a community that is, and this is something that I've pushed out to a few different sources here, trying to get a live debate with a member of BLM. And of course, I've not heard anything back from anyone yet. If Black Lives really matter, where is the, you have 14%, a little over 14% of the entire United States population is black. That's the second largest minority population in the United States. 18%, a little over 18% is Hispanic.
Do me a favor, Kellen. You're making some great points. We don't have any more time to chat today, but please call again. Let's stay in touch. Like to have you back on the program, and keep fighting. Appreciate it very much. I'll take a quick break. Senator John Hoven, when we come back, we're brought to you today by Oasis Petroleum. Remember that Be the Buffalo hotline is open to you 24-7, 855-200-1776.
It's time. Time to return to Norway. Let's plan for 2021. Nobody better to take you to Norway than Carol Juven at Juven Tours and Travel. He's headed there. Carol, what you got planned?
We have got five tours for 2021. We do still have one tour left in 2020 on August 10th, and that is a magnificent tour, and we have room on that one, and I will be guiding it personally.
What number trip to Norway will that be for you?
Trip number 180.
Wow. Let's have them build back, because this is it in Norway. Tourism is what makes them go. It's pretty phenomenal. And if folks are dreaming a little about 2021, what do they need to see?
Oh, the fjord country they need to see, and the people. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people.
Carol wants to send you a giant map of Norway free. 701-237-9000, JuvenTours.com, and he'll help you find your family with that map. JuvenTours and Travel, 237-9000, JuvenTours.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Considered the nation's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, and the directors of the CDC and the FDA will be testifying before Congress today. They're to share their views on the health risks facing the nation amid spikes in coronavirus cases in about 20 states. the president of the Police Officers Federation of Minneapolis, giving his first interview since four of that city's officers were charged in the death of George Floyd. Bob Kroll telling CBS This Morning he does not believe racism is systemic in the Minneapolis department.
I am the first African American ever elected to the Minneapolis Police Federation in 152 years. You know what I see? I see progress.
President Trump will be in Arizona today to view border wall construction and to hold a campaign rally. And this is USA Radio News.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
In all the time I've known you, I still don't know what you mean. Turn out like you planned. The things that pass for knowledge I can't understand.
Are you reeling in the years? Stowing away the time. Are you gathering up the
back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you today by our friends at the University of Mary. Let me just say a moment. Say a thing for a moment here about the gentle giant, Sister Thomas Welder, that was lost yesterday. Longest serving university president. Her tenure was longer than any other president in the country. And, I mean, just a force of a woman. Just an absolute sweetheart. I just hear her voice right now. I could listen to her talk all day long. Listen to her speak. So humble, so kind. Great, great leader. She's getting her heavenly reward now. She had a lot of health battles, and I guess most recently was kidney cancer that ultimately caught up with her. But she just fought through all that with a smile, and just really amazing. Really, really amazing. So her legacy will live at that University of Mary for sure, and they have classes starting all the time. They give you credit for your life experience. They will assemble your life experience, whatever credits you do have, all together and get you on a path to whatever it is you're trying to seek to grow. Be a better person. Be a better servant leader. And they teach the whole person at the University of Mary. They're ready to serve you. Check it out, online.umary.edu. If you mention What's On Your Mind, your application fee is waived. The man who gave Sister Thomas Welder the famed Rough Rider Award, Senator John Hoeven. This was when he was governor, of course. Joins us now on our newsmaker line. That was a tough one yesterday, wasn't it, Senator?
Yeah, Sister Thomas is truly one of the most amazing people I've ever met in my whole life and or ever will meet. For Mikey and I, she was just somebody we revered, as did almost everybody that ever met her. And I know I include you in that category. She is, I mean, when you talk about spiritual and the Holy Spirit, I mean, it was just imbued in her. And she was such an amazing, spiritually wonderful person to have out there at UMary for the, not only for her time as, when she led the university as president, but the whole time she was there, whether it was a teacher or later, certainly for the faculty and staff, but think about those students. And she would go around campus, and she knew everybody. She'd remember their names and talk to them. And truly will be missed. What a remarkable, wonderful, wonderful person.
Absolutely. A gentle giant, that's for sure. She was one of the best. I'm a little confused related to our current situation with China and the trade deal for the following reason. I watched Peter Navarro last night on one of the shows talk about the deal being done. And, you know, basically the Chinese trade negotiations are over. It's not going to happen. And the president this morning is talking about how they're on. I would imagine we got a little strategy, a little negotiation going on here. But what do you know? Where is it at?
Yeah. So, you know, you saw Pompeo earlier. He'd met with the Chinese when he was over in Hawaii. And as he said, you may have seen an earlier interview with him. He said, no, China is still following or intending to follow the phase one purchases. Also, Larry Kudlow affirmed that, you know, they're still intending to make those purchases. Navarro talked about how, you know, kind of the trust factor and the problems, and there are problems there. You know, China has not delivered yet. I think he was really talking more about, you know, hey, you know, the trust factor and getting these guys to deliver. The president, I think, as you saw this morning, just referred to, you know, clarified, no, they're still, at this point, China's intending to make those trade one purchases, but, you know, we need to stay on them to get them to do it. And we are seeing, you know, for example, in soybeans and corn and, you know, sorghum, some other things, we are seeing them make purchases.
So, that's certainly the better story, and Navarro has since backed this up a little bit, saying it was all
right.
His comments were taken wildly out of the context because the futures in the market dropped 400 points because of it. Obviously, what is your take on when you actually see what you're looking for, the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow for our farmers?
Yep.
Like, how far off are we on this?
Well, we're starting to see it in some of the soybean purchases, for example, some of the corn purchases. So we are seeing it in some of the commodities, but, you know, they got a long way to go, and that's what we have to continue to push it. On energy, you know, we haven't really seen it. Matter of fact, we're worried about them cheating and buying energy from companies that are embargoed, like Venezuela. So, and I think maybe that's more what Navarro was referring to, is the trust factor. And so, you know, we're seeing it in some areas, but they got a long ways to go.
Senator John Hoban with us. If you have a question or comment, certainly welcome at 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550, toll-free telephone number, or text in your questions at 701-367-2054. Speaking of agriculture, our ranchers obviously are still in a world of hurt. We, continue to need to have some unity on what everybody wants, ultimately, whether it's country of origin labeling, whether it's not, whatever. But certainly the investigation of the Packers has been welcomed by all sides on this. Give me your update on where we're at there. I know you've talked earlier about the legislation that some of your colleagues in South Dakota were in favor of that you signed on to. Is that the answer? Where is that at? Just give me an update there on where you see some relief there.
Yeah, it's no one thing, right? I mean, for example, if we want to start with our cattle ranchers or our cow-calf guys, there's a number of things. One is through the CFAP, which is the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program. As you know, those funds are going out now, and that does include our cattlemen. And so that's a start in terms of providing some near-term assistance. To date, about $75 million has gone out under that program to our farmers and ranchers. There'll be more going out. But again, you know, that's a help now just to try to get them through. And as you and I've talked, we're doing more there. I'm already working forward because there needs to be some more assistance there in the near term. But the real solution, and that's what you're getting at, is markets and competition and better pricing and transparency. And there, that needs to happen not only through the investigations that both USDA and Department of Justice are doing to address the lack of competition in the slaughter industry. Four companies control 85% of the slaughter capacity. It has to be addressed both through what USDA and DOJ does, but then at the same time, there's a number of bills. You referred to one of them, but there's probably three or four bills that both Kevin and I have been working on with other senators to try to help other, you know, smaller processors and other processors do more, get more processing going and more competition in the industry. So it's got to be a number of these things.
Is any meaningful legislation expected before the election?
You know, it'd be nice. I can't say that we'll likely have a bill done before. I mean, there's a number of bills we got in. It'd be great if we could pass one before the election. I don't necessarily know if we're going to be able to. We'll certainly try, and we're going to keep pushing them.
Texter says, what are we going to do about our debt? How much has been added as a result of COVID?
Yep.
Will this spark some real reform?
You know, I think it will as we get out of this, COVID fight. I think it will because it's about $3 trillion, as you and I have talked about. And now there's still a lot of that money that has not been expended, which is why we're trying to be very careful, at least on our side of the aisle, to say, hey, let's not be making other commitments until we've make sure we've utilized these dollars that have already been allocated and use them as well as we can. And in some cases, we may have to modify how we use them so that they do the job. The real solution is, of course, to get the economy open and going, right, and not expend more dollars than we have to. And then we really have to look at saying, okay, now, once we get out of this, we've got to keep economic growth going. And that's something the president talks about all the time, as well as Kudlow and the rest of his advisors. And they're right. That's the key, is if you can get sustained economic growth and then quit increasing spending. Just don't spend more. We'd like to spend less, but at least hold the line. And then with economic growth, you get out of this. But we can't keep going into these situations where we're spending more like we're having to do under this coronavirus battle.
Another text for Senator Hoeven. It says, asking where the Republicans are in pushback. Why aren't they vocal instead of the crickets? It's embarrassing. They need to help this country, and they don't. That's not an unfamiliar theme from people who just see the president fighting alone, don't see people standing alongside him and battling. What would you say to that listener?
I think we do have to fight hard for the things that we believe in, the things that we talk about, like addressing the debt and deficit, limiting the growth of government, strong support for military, strong support for law enforcement, right? I mean, we need to be out there and make sure that we're a country of law and order. You saw what happened last night in Lafayette Park. What I call the fundamentals, and yes, we do have to be out there and fighting for those things. But I think, really, if you look, at our caucus in the Senate, there's very strong support for President Trump. I think that's true in the House, too. Kelly Armstrong would be a good one to talk about that. But I think our Republican senators, pretty much for the most part, are certainly with the president philosophically and trying to address these things. For example, we're going to vote on Tim Scott's bill. And as you know, I'm a co-sponsor on that, but we work very closely with the administration on that bill to address law enforcement, both, making some reforms, but making sure that we're supporting our law enforcement as well.
So you feel like that you individually and also the caucus is vocal enough, fighting hard for President Trump and the agenda in this battle?
I think we could always do more, Scott. Your callers call in and they have good input, good perspective. Of course, there's always more that we can do.
And I would say this, from everything I can gather, President Trump, other than Mitt Romney, and occasionally Lisa Murkowski when she does something goofy, which she does often, you don't hear him harping on any Senate Republicans.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I think in our caucus, he has strong support. I mean, on a consistent basis.
Black Lives Matter is obviously a political organization that gets put off as some sort of humanitarian, wonderful organization. Do you think we give them too much attention, given what their stated goals are?
I think it comes down to making sure, whether it's Black Lives Matter or any other group across our society, we want to continue to be a society that treats everyone fairly and well, with respect and with dignity, regardless of your race, your creed, your color, or anything else. We aspire to be a country where everyone has an opportunity, and that's the American dream. So whatever organization is, we want to make sure that we treat each other with dignity and respect, and that goes across all of us. We all need to treat each other that way.
Short break. Back with more with Senator Hoeven after this. By the way, breaking news out of New York, Mayor de Blasio just announced he's forming a fireworks task force, including over 40 law enforcement officers, 12 fire departments to respond to illegal fireworks, undercover buys and sting operations included.
The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson and Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson & Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. You go to hatandsons.com.
You'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. HATandSons.com. Since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest. Hometown cooking. Nothing like it. And you know what? It's waiting for you now at a PetroServe USA location near you. That's right. They're open and serving great grab-and-go homemade food. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. And great food, like the 4-for-4 special every day, a hot stuff personal pan pizza, two of the best cookies in town, and a 20-ounce drink, yours, for just $4. 4-for-4. Come on in to PetroServe USA.
Ryan Wiggy is with us from Red Trail Energy in Richardton, North Dakota.
We produce 64 million gallons of ethanol annually. Now, in order to do that, you know, we procure about 23 million bushels of corn annually, and 98% of that is bought directly off the farm across 32 counties in North Dakota, in northwestern South Dakota, eastern Montana. So that in itself, obviously, is a huge economic impact, you know, for the agriculture community out here. It's nice to know that part of the tax revenue that we generate here, especially for the city of Richardton, you know, they just finished building new school, and then knowing that part of our tax dollars helped aid in that construction of a new school is a pretty good feeling for us here at Red Trail.
Why should North Dakotans use ethanol?
I truly believe ethanol is a much better product than it gets credit for. It's a high-octane fuel. It reduces our greenhouse gas emissions drastically. When you're putting ethanol in your vehicle, you're more than likely either supporting yourself or somebody you know within the agricultural community.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
PetroServe USA Studios. The reason that I get to tell you about some of the great home cooking and grab-and-go convenience they have at PetroServe USA today, because we're coming to you live and direct from the PetroServe USA Studios. What's for lunch today? PetroServe USA, you ask. Well, the meatball dinner sounds pretty darn good, and that's at the Harwood location. The beefy noodle hot dish is fabulous. 12th Avenue Fargo location. Actually, it says beefy boodle here, but I got a hunch that's a typo, don't you think? I've never heard of a beefy boodle hot dish. Beefy noodle I've heard of, but tater tot hot dish is simply the best. West Main Avenue, West Fargo location has that. In Valley City, if you're cruising 94, exit 292, best convenience store in North Dakota, bar none. They've got it all. Hot beef sandwich or chicken pot pie on special today. All the lunch specials come with two sides and a bun. Just get some good home cooking today. You deserve it. Right there from PetroServe USA. And tell them Scott sent you. finishing our conversation with Senator John Hoeven today on What's on Your Mind. Here's another text. Senator Hoeven, please stand with Tom Cotton and help him fight this mob rule. Cotton is, I guess he's a Marine through and through, isn't he, right? So he's out there throwing haymakers on cable TV. But do you think this is a mob rule? Do you think that's what's going on? I mean, watching your television screen, you see Minneapolis, you see Seattle, you see Lafayette Square, where they paint St. John's Episcopal Church in the acronym of the Black House Autonomous Zone. I mean, does it look like a mob rule to you?
Clearly, we're seeing lawlessness, and we can't have that. We're a country of law and order. And you and I talked about this going back to the sanctuary city thing. And I said, before, we can't have those sanctuary cities. And to me, that was a start. And now we're seeing it develop into lawlessness, like this situation in Seattle with CHOP, with this occupied zone, and you see what's happening there. We can't allow that. And what happened last night, of course, obviously in Lafayette Park, that has to be addressed right away. And we're a free country and a free people because we're a country of law and order, and that's got to be enforced. It's paramount. And the American people want the law enforced. They want to be safe in their homes, and they want to be safe in their communities.
Is there a strategy at play here of some? I mean, because you don't have a lot of people, necessarily speaking out specifically about this, but I don't know. I think of suburban moms who supposedly hold the key to who the next president will be, right? I mean, that's what these genius...
I think it's a huge issue. I think, it doesn't matter who you are. Certainly suburban moms and everyone else, they want to be safe in their homes, they want to be safe in their businesses, and they want to be safe in their communities.
So
it's a fundamental role of government.
Is there some strategy in saying what plays out on the TV screen for those suburban moms and others is part of a strategy to sort of let Democratic voters see that, hey, Democratic mayor, Democratic city, here's what's happening. Maybe this isn't the political winner they think it is.
I think safety is a huge issue, and I think it's very important to the American people across the board. Doesn't matter who it is, whether you're a father or a mother, you want to see that your children are safe. You want to know your business and your home's protected. You want to have a safe community. I mean, that's one of the fundamental roles of government and very important, I think, to all Americans.
A couple questions on COVID. I'll consolidate here a little bit as well. And one is really goofy. I've seen just a little bit on this. Not sure if you're familiar with it, but Martha McSally, who is the Republican that is running for re-election in Arizona, member of the Senate now, though, but she's introduced a vacation bill, COVID vacation bill, and it's like $8,500 for families to take a vacation. Which seems like, oh my gosh, now we're dipping into the treasury for vacations, for crying out loud. Have you heard about this?
I'm not familiar with it, and I think Senator McSally is great. I love the fact that she's, combat fighter pilot and just a super person. I like you, would have some reservations about that in that, again, I think, yeah, we got to get this economy opened up and going. And get people back to work and all that kind of stuff. But I would have some reservations there. Again, worried about, yes, I recognize we have to spend some dollars. We have to be very careful how we do that, going back to the debt and deficit thing you and I talked about earlier.
Are the checks on the way for the COVID ag relief? I haven't heard, actually. I know it was authorized and kind of going through the process, but are they actually on the way to growers?
Yeah. Matter of fact, our state, I keep a running tally, just in this latest round, North Dakota's up to about $75
million. Got it. So those checks are being cut. Is there additional COVID ag or non in the works?
There will be. I'm working on it right now, yeah. And there'll be some additional. There needs to be there. We need to. We got kind of the first half of it in place. We need to get the rest of it in place. We're working on that now.
All right. So what, outside of the ag world, what are we talking extension of PPP? Are we talking about, additional checks for folks? How do you keep people employed? What are things that are on the table?
Well, that's exactly what we're trying to carefully assess. Both, how do we use? There's a lot of dollars that haven't been expended yet. Let's be careful about how we use those and make sure we're using those well. And then, what else needs to be done? And that's the process we're going through right now and trying to figure those things out.
Anything else you want us to know?
We're gonna move. I hope as long as our colleagues across the aisle agree that we're gonna move on to Tim Scott's bill. Like I said, I co-sponsor. It's the Justice Act to address law enforcement. I think in the right way, where we do some reforms, but we support our law enforcement officers. Appreciate what they do. We need them. We need to support them. And then get on to the Defense Act, the defense bill, which is very important for our military, very important for our bases in North Dakota and our Guard. So those are the two things that are
are on the docket right now.
Senator, thanks for the time today. Always good to catch up. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Scott.
All right, so we got a ton of texts in there. I think we got everything in. Just had a couple of calls come in really late here that we are not able to get in for the senator, but covered a lot of ground there. And always welcome your feedback and input. I mean, a lot of you are, hey, we want more fight. We want more, you know, we kind of covered that with, is this strategy to let this play out and let the swing voters see what Democratic rule looks like? And he is right about the president being fine with the Senate caucus. More coming up.
We're Tioga Chamber of Commerce, and we want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota, for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your career dreams. Tioga's average yearly household income of over $73,000 a year supports nearly 140 area businesses. Tioga is a driver and innovator in local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Festival. Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. We want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your career dreams. If you're looking for great opportunities, please visit us in Tioga and experience a great point of view. Or for more information, visit TiogaND.org.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from FrontSight's world-class instructors, led by FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at FrontSight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FrontSight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. FrontSight, America's gun training destination.